This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Prater-Watts. Most of us have a shared experience from childhood, visiting the local public library. But for those who remember their library as just being about books, there's a whole new world waiting for you at the Miami-Dade Public Library System.
Hello, I'm Jack Varela, the Public Affairs Officer for the Miami-Dade Public Library System.
Jack, when we think of a library, we think of books, obviously. We think of literacy. We think of learning. But as I'm looking at your materials, at your brochures, it's so much more than that. Talk a little bit. Give us an overview, if you would, of the Miami-Dade Library System.
Libraries have become community centers and learning places where communities meet, they exchange ideas, they learn and share and create. Libraries have been striving to ensure that all residents, regarding of their socioeconomic level, will be enriched through access to materials, technology, art and culture, and programs, that they may develop skills they need to create and produce innovations for the 21st century.
It doesn't really matter what age you are. If you're a very young person, all the way up to a very elderly person, there's programs and there are things at the library for you, correct?
Absolutely. We serve more than 7 million annual visitors, and we have programs for children, for teenagers, for adults, all different types of programs, art exhibits, whether they're cultural, they're musical. We have poetry workshops, just about everything.
Now, what do you need to get into the library and take advantage of some of these programs?
With the power of the library card, you can enjoy a lot of different things. You can enjoy any one of our digital products and services. You can go to any of our events. You can check out ebooks. You can download programs like Hoopla, where you can mainstream music and movies. You can learn a new language. You could take coding classes. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
And these are free services?
This is all absolutely free. We are the largest provider in South Florida, actually Miami-Dade County, largest provider of free internet access.
Well, as someone who obviously loves the arts, I was particularly pleased to see how many art exhibitions you have, art projects you have going on. Can you mention just a few of them for us?
Absolutely. The library has a collection of more than 2,000 works of art. And this collection includes works on paper, photographs, paintings. We have artist books, sculptures, and they cover a range of different groups, African-American, Latino, Miami artists. For example, for children, we have Sharkabet, which is currently going on right now at the West Dade Regional Library. For teenagers, we recently had a poetry workshop with Oscar Fuentes. He is known as the Biscayne Poet, and he is our curator for the library. And for adults, currently we have Explorations by Margarita Cano. She's a Cuban artist. It basically features Margarita's impressive artistic career, and it consists of two-dimensional paintings, books, and video installations. And then we do some back-to-school activity for children.
For more information about the Miami-Dade Public Library System, visit mdpls.org. Or, better still, visit any one of its 48 branches and get your library card. You can follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio for WLRN. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.